Chatita, regards to Lulav and Kachim. Let's keep the Wagoners down back there. So we started reading yesterday the Tosfos regards to Min Bimino. So, so we read that Tosfos explaining Shitas Rabbah, that Rabbah thinks it's not Chatzitza, that there's a problem with Chatzitza here, because even Min Bimino is Chotetz, right? Even two Minim are Chotetz. And Tosfos went on to bring a Safek in the Gemara in Chulin, whether or not that's really true, the two twin Bechors that are born at the same time, if that's going to be an issue of Chatzitza in the Gemara in Bechoros. And in the Gemara in Bechoros, he recites that Rabbanan say, as long as part of the Reachem touches it, it's going to be fine. It's going to be considered a Bechor. And the Pshita La Mishum De'ika Miktas Reachem below Chatzitza, since Miktas Reachem without Chatzitza exists, it's going to be Bechor. You don't need the entire Reachem to be Nogea, but only Miktas Reachem. And then Tosfos goes on to say, Ve'afa Gav De'hoch Nami Havichotetz Le'eged, below Chatzitza. But what about here, the case of Lulav? The case of Lulav, you're not holding, the entire hand is not wrapped around the Eged. Part of the hand is touching the actual Lulav. So you are having Miktas Lulav touching your hand, just like Miktas Rechem is touching the Bechor. What's the difference? So he says, Shiny, Leida Shiny, V'dorachayu shel te'omim b'hachi. It's different when it comes to Leida, because Leida, at least, it's normal. It happens. It happens that two twins come out at the same time, so that's, even though only part of the Miktas Rechem is touching it, it's still, it's Archayu. So what's Pshat? What's going on here in Tos? So the Rav explains that when it comes to Bechor, you need two things. You need Negia, Maisa Negia, and you also need a Leida. A Maisa Leida. So in regards to Negia, you've accomplished the Negia, because Miktas Rechem is touching the Bechor. And in terms of the Maisa Leida, it has to be Orchayu to be considered a Maisa Leida. It has to be normal. And since it's normal that two twins come out at the same time, even though there may be a Chatzitza, you've accomplished a Maisa Leida, because again, Shiny Leida, there are Chayu Shel Te'omim Baha. So this din of requiring a negia in terms of rechem and bechor, so the Rav quotes the Ramban, a well-known Ramban in the back of Bechoros, is a section called Hilchos Bechoros, the Ramban writes. And the Ramban writes in Perek Shlishi, he says that what's the reason why min b'mino is chotetz by bechor? The peta rechem amar rachmana. The Torah says you require peta rechem, touching the rechem. V'chol delo noga b'rechem, la peta rechem. Anything that does not touch the rechem is not considered a peta rechem, and then wouldn't be considered a bechor. So the Ramban here, based on the Gemara, says that's the pshat in min b'mino. The Gemara in Bechoros, if you guys saw it, talks about min b'mino, and Ramban explains because you need negia. And when two twins come out, there's not negia, you need entire negia. And Tosos here says, no, you don't need kulo negia, you just need miktas rechem. Only part of it. So the Shitas Rabbeinu Gershom in that Gemara in Bechoros, he agrees to the Ramban that you do need negia, right? And Machlokes Ramban Tosos, how much negia do you need? Tosos says only miktas, Ramban says you need kulo rechem. The Rabbeinu Gershom there is explaining why min b'mino may work by Bechor. So he says as follows: Afagav dehacha. In this case, where twins come out, lo naga harechem bechol svivav. Even though it doesn't touch the entire Bechor because there's a twin there, the chol echad came into shneim ha'ubrim min echad. Since these twins are the same min, hein min b'mino ina chotetz. We have the concept min b'mino ina chotetz. Fine. But still, even though it's not a chatzitza, even though things aren't blocking, you still have not accomplished a negia. I could have a chatzitza somewhere, and it's blocking something, and I could say min b'mino is not going to be a chatzitza, but still not going to accomplish the needed negia, if you assume you need a negia. So Tosfos answered, oh, miktas negia is enough. But according to the Ramban, who requires seemingly kulo rechem, you need the entire negia. So the Rabbeinu Gershom explains, min b'mino in a chotet, v'chashiv ki'ilu naga harechem saviv kol echad. Min b'mino, although it's not chatzitza, it also, it's a step further, it actually is as if there is mamash negiyah. And these two twins are the same min, somehow, again not physically, but somehow we view it as if each min is touching the entire rechem. A huge chiddush, of course. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom says, and that explains Shita's Ramban. So again, Tosos requires, so that's a general discussion by Negiya in terms of Rechem. And Tosos adds a second requirement when it comes to, not only do you need Negiya when it comes to Leida for Bechor, you also need a Maisa Leida. You need a Maisa Leida in addition to the Negiya, and that you have, because when twins come out, that's considered Archayim. Okay, now in contrast, yeah, you have a question on that?
When something's Archayu, it's feel like that second min comes like bothered to the first one, and, or whatever, they come up to one another, and therefore it's Kilo to the entire Rechem. Because he just says, if there's just Negiya in general, it's not enough. It also needs to be Archayu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, it's not like you can only just have Negiya. No?
Say it again.
I mean, you can't just have Mixas, whatever, Mixas Negiya. He says, in addition to that, you also need Archayim.
Okay, right.
So, I mean, like, so clearly he, obviously he holds like Mixas is clearly not enough.
Well, the question is he adding a new din, or is he going back to what he originally said? Tosus definitely at one line said Mixas Rechem is sufficient.
Only because you also have, in addition to that, Archayim.
Well, he doesn't say that just yet. First he says like this.
Because if you just hold Mixas is enough, then why wouldn't, that's how he gets out of Lulav. Because all you have by Lulav is Mixas, and not Arachayu.
All you have is Mixas and Arachayu. No, he says you need an additional thing. In addition to Mixas and Negiyah, you also require Arachayu. You have Arachayu by Leida, but you don't have Arachayu by Lulav.
Right. So he requires both things. For Minyan not to be Chotzeit, he requires both of those things.
Correct.
So I'm saying, what is Arachayu according to Tosus doing then?
Right.
According to how you explain.
So I'm suggesting, the Rebbe's really suggesting that it's a separate din. You need a Maisa Leida. In addition to the Gia, you also need a considered a Maisa Leida and or a Maisa Natila for Lula. That's what you need. You're suggesting, which I don't see in Tosas, that Tosas, what he originally said, Mixas and Negiyah is enough. Now he's going back, he's being closed there and saying, no, Orchayu means, since it's Orchayu, it's as if there's a cool Negiyah.
How does Orchayu translate into Maisa Leida? I don't get that.
When something is normal, it's considered a Maisa. When it's a Shina, when it's done in a strange way, you don't consider that a Maisa. If I take a Lekich, I did Acher, is that considered a normal Lekich or not? That's like part of the question. When something's Orchayu, so that's Orchayu, that's the Maisa Leida.
When would you ever not have Orchayu then in that case?
Which case?
I mean, like, in any
Maisa Leida. Well, so in Maisa Leida, it may not ever be. Maybe every Maisa Leida is normal. He's explaining why Lulav is different. Lulav is different because we have to read those lines. When it comes to Lulav, he doesn't even say Lulav, but Lulav is not considered Archayu. When you hold part of the agate, part of the Lulav, for some reason, the Rav thinks that's not considered Archayu. Tosa doesn't, that's what he means by that. And therefore, that wouldn't be considered Maisa Natila.
I don't know, like, we were saying the Archayu makes it like, it's like even better than Minyan, you know. It's like...
In what way, though?
It's key, it's like one, like, object. Once it's Archayu, then it's just like how it's naturally, like how it naturally is.
So, you said earlier, you're suggesting that it's as if it's cool in Negiyah now?
Right.
So that's he's being closer when he originally said that, tells us.
No.
He may.
No, meaning that when Tosus originally says that you need a mixas, you only need a mixas there because in this specific case, mixas is considered it's on the whole thing. It's not that he's being closed there. Is they saying in this specific case of, I mean, the chiluk is between these two specific cases. In the specific case of the rechem, you only need a mixas.
Okay.
Why do I only need a mixas?
Mm-hmm.
Because of Orchayu, because since this is the way that you know. Babies are born,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not, the Torah is not being machanish a new din that when babies are born, you only need mixas.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Torah says that you need a cool rechem to touch the
chum. Okay.
But since the way that babies are born
mm-hmm.
when there are twins is in this way,
mm-hmm.
it's the mixas is considered cool.
Interesting. So you're saying when the Torah originally said mixas, he meant just. Practically speaking, you need mixas,
yeah,
but you've
exactly.
accomplished a halachas negiyah since it's archayu.
But I don't think when the Rav says Orchayim is a Maisa, we have Maisa Lein to help the problem. The problem is we say that Min Minu Eino Chotze, right? What's the difference between Lulav and I mean, like, he's like, it's right. You do, there is a Maisa Lein though by a Chomer, but how does that help?
Well,
the issue? It's also a living creature.
If Chatzitza is a problem of Maisa, so that's why it would affect Chatzitza.
That's a problem.
If Chatzitza somehow, as you said, deflects the Maisa,
right, so why can't...
So then if the Maisa is Orchayu, it's normal, so we don't view the Chatzitza as deflecting the Maisa.
Versus that there is no Maisa by Rinwa, or Kicha is not Orchayu.
He's saying, the way the Rav explains, but I think it's probably, and Toz probably means to say, Lulav, it's not Orchayu. And since not Orchayu, Chatzitza somehow is making it Lav Orchayu. It's ruining the Maisa Netila.
We thought in Tzius, like, the way that a lulav is not, grown with a Hadas. Not in terms of Maisa.
Right, I think what you're saying, I think I'm not sure if it's the simplest way necessary to explain it, but I think it makes sense. I think the way they're saying it again is that the Maisa Leda is just telling us that since they were born together, so they're, I guess, more compatible, and therefore they're more min echad, and you've accomplished a halachic negia b'kula rechem. And when Rashi and Tosis earlier, you need miksas negia. That means, practically speaking, you need miksas negia. But you need, but he still agrees, you need a maisa. You need an actual mamish negia, and then you've accomplished a halachic negia through this archaic.
He's only just quoting the Gemara. He's just saying that Gemara says you need a miksas
negia. Right.
So what does miksas negia mean?
Very good.
There's no machlokas.
There is machlokas between who? Rabbeinu Gersha. Oh, according to what they're saying, they're suggesting their pshat. They're like Tosus, like Rabbeinu Gersha. According to the Rav, it's entirely different. They're different. That's great. Very good, guys. Yeah, it's great. Okay. Okay, and then. So the question is, do you need a negia by lulav? We discussed already, you need negia when it comes to bechor. We just, the Tosus and the Gemara clearly says you need negia. Question, how much negia do you actually need? Do you need negia by lulav? So we discussed already the Lashon and the Ran. He may not have required negia, but he mentioned negia. Maybe that was pshat in the Rav, maybe pshat in Tosus. Okay, fine. The Rav goes on to say that the Rambam paskins by bechor, that mim b'mino is chotetz, but by lulav he paskins eino chotetz. And the Rav wants to explain because, based on this idea that only Bechor requires a Negia. You require a stronger form of relationship to the Bechor, and therefore Min Bemino is going to be a problem. Although normally Min Bemino may not be Chotetz, like Lulav, when you need a Negia, then we would say it would be Chotetz. So by Lulav, all you need is a Maisa, you don't need Mamish Negia. So then, since you only need a Maisa, Min Bemino is not Chotetz. But when it comes to Bechor, you need a Mamish Negia Berechem. So Min Bemino would be Chotetz for the case of Bechor, because it would not accomplish a Mais Negia. Fine, so now let's discuss a little bit about, in general, Min Bemino, Chotetz or Eino Chotetz. How do we paskin? How do we square the din of Sukkah and Lulav up Neged, along with the din of Kachem? So what do we have in our Gemara regarding Min Bemino, Chotetz, Eino Chotetz? Rabban Rav and Amun Beis. Right, Rabban Rav and Amun Beis, we read the first time. We can read it quickly again now. They seem to be having machlokes whether Min Bemino is Chotetz or Eino Chotetz in regards to a lulav. So Laman Zayin Amun Beis, three lines down, Vama Rabba. Rabba says the following, gives the following, the third advice on this sugya here. Lo ladut inish lulave behoshana. Don't stuff in the lulav into your into the eged. The dilma nitre tarfi. Some of the leaves might fall off. V'havi chatzita. It's going to be chatzita in between the different minim. The Rava Amar min b'mino eino chotetz. It's not a problem if the leaves fall off, because the leaves fall off, and it's the same min, and that's not considered a chatzita. And similarly, Rava would hold no min b'mino is chotetz. The Amar Rava, the second case of this Amud, Amar Rava lo ligos inish lulavi b'hoshana b'in the shai hutza. Don't cut off the lulav while it's still in the eged, because maybe part of the leaves may fall off. Havi chatzitza. And Rava Amar, once again, Rava says, Min b'mino eino chotetz. No, it's not a problem, even if the leaves fall off while it's in the eged, because it's all of the same min b'mino eino chotetz. So we have two cases here, in regards to lulav, Rava arguing min b'mino chotetz or eino chotetz. So what do we find in regards to kachim on this halacha? Do we have a yuma here? Do we have a yuma there? Can I get the yuma? So what's the din in regards to kachim? Maybe we know chavtit or not. So the Gemara has a shayla in yuma nunches. Following shayla, boy mine rami merchama rav chista. Hiniach mizrach b'tzoch mizrach. You place one kli, starting to accept and to throw the blood in, inside another kli. Kli inside another kli. V'kibo b'as v'dami. You accepted the blood. Mahu min b'mino chotis eino chotis. Is that going to be a chatzitza? The same min, they're both mizrach, they're both kli sharis. Is that going to be a problem if I have one kli on top of the other kli? I'm holding the outside kli, but the inside kli is what's being mekabba the blood. They're going to bring a ride from the Mishnah. You should place the empty into the full into the empty. My lav hoshiv mizrach mole litok mizrach reikan. Doesn't mean you take a full kli, place that entire kli inside an empty kli. Lo ira mizrach mole litok mizrach reikan. No, you're mixing them up. You take the full blood, pour it into the empty one, and mix back and forth. Hatani la reisha ira dam hapar litok dam asar kedei la arvin yafu yafu. Okay, you mix it well. Tashma, they bring another raya, may min b'mino schotetz by kachim. Haya omed al gavi kli o al gavi regel chaver apostle. If I'm standing, I'm doing the avoda. There's a dinner, the foot of the kohen has to directly touch the ritzpah, the floor of the base of Mikdash. If I'm standing on a kli, or I'm standing on someone else's foot, that's going to be apostle. It's a chasitza between my foot and the ritzpah. Why is that apostle? Isn't it regel b'regel? Isn't it min b'mino? If we see min b'mino schotetz, it's apostle.
You're not allowed to wear a shoe when you do it?
Nope. You were barefooted in the base of Mikdash. So even though I'm standing on someone else's foot, it's min b'mino. Yet we see it's possible. It must be min b'mino chotetz. Said no, shiny regel lo matzi mavtule. Regel is different because he won't be mavtule. The person whose foot you're standing on won't be willing to let his foot stay there the whole time. He's not going to just let you stand on his foot the entire avodah process. So not really batel. So in order for min b'mino to be chotetz, it has to also be batel. Okay, side issue. But what comes out is that a Gemara has a suffix whether min b'mino is chotetz or ain't chotetz. And the difficulty with that is, don't we have the passing like Rava in regards to lulav? Rava says, what's the din by min b'mino? Ain't chotetz. So we passing like Rava, min b'mino ain't chotetz. Why is the Gemara of a shayla here by kachim whether it is min b'mino? It should be pashut. The same din should apply from lulav to sukkah, to kachim.
Does the Gemara conclude or no? The answer.
The Gemara conclude. I don't think the Gemara does conclude. No, no. You have something to say on that?
No.
Okay. So on this question, what did Tosa's Rush say? Yeah.
According to that Gemara at the end, the Gemara is saying that if you were talking, you would say that the foot would be min b'mino, and therefore in a chutz, it's just l'maisa, it's not possible that the guy's foot's going to be under there all the time. Or
I think the first way, but I imagine it might be my whole control. Yeah.
I should make sure.
Yeah, I think so. So on this question, what does Tosfos Rush say? Anybody see the Tosfos Rush? I didn't bring one here on this. The gears issue? Is what he says? So he says, I think he's referring to the when the Gemara had a suffix in Yuma regarding Kachim, that was going. There's also another Ma'an Damar in the Gemara in Sukkah. That paskin min b'mino chotetz. It's machokas amaram. Rabba says chotetz there. So I think he's. I don't have it in front of me. Tosas Rush. Maybe Tosas Yishanim talks about it. I think he may address the same. Usually Tosas Yishanim and Tosas Rush in Yuma are very similar. And oftentimes it's much easier to read the Tosas Rush. And I think Tosas Yishanim also. He's always like 2 pages behind.
Nuntel.
That's where he is. So he's like a whole blot behind there. Okay, so he says, so what's the shaila? He asks this question, what's the shaila? Don't we pass on like Rava? So he said, no, like, first answer is like what Yoni was saying, Lishna Achmin, or going according to the other Ma'an D'Amar, that's not a din of min b'mino. The discussion of Rava is not min b'mino. Rava is based on kol na'oso, eino chotetz. I'm not really sure what that answer means, because that's only the first story of the Gemara, but there's still other stories in the Gemara that clearly Rava held min b'mino eino chotetz. So maybe he had a whole entire girsa there. Maybe all these 4 cases were all Lishna Achminas, different girsels. Yeah. There weren't 4 different cases, 4 different girsels.
Like, we understood, like, he never really says that idea.
Who did?
Rava.
At the end.
He's always saying that the reason why is because of Lanasa.
Meaning the get of all four cases, he always gives the reason of Kolonoso?
We don't even have that lashon the Rava said, therefore it's not a kasha, because yes, Rava didn't really. Right. That wasn't Rava's svar. I don't know, it was confusing.
I'm not sure, there's some gears issue. Rava never really holds that. Rava never says mimimino in the chotzer. This is, again, a technical answer. And the second answer, he says, Rabba nami polygarava ulahachmi baile hachi. Rabba's not the only person there. Rabba also is a gavra who's in sukkah. And Rabba holds, in fact, mimimino is chotzeitz. So the Gemara is going according to Rabba and Rabba. I don't know, basically, perhaps how we paskin. I don't know exactly. So it's not so pasha we paskin Rabba mimimino in a chotzeitz. So there are other man d'amim in the Gemara. So these are all technical answers. I didn't bring it. The Kesef Mishnah also gives a technical answer. I think the Rambam, where's that Rambam found in Sulam Mikdashim? Right? Alf Chaf Alf. He paskins, I think it was Eino Chotzeitz. And Kesef Mishnah says, why did he paskin that way? Because the Sugyas of Yuma, in regards to this question in Yuma again, about the Mizrach, the Tok Mizrach, has he paskin? He says, you're allowed to do it. A coin's allowed to hold one Kli with a Kli inside of it, and we paskin Min Bimina Eino Chotzeitz. That's how Rambam paskins. Kesef Mishnah wants to know, how do you know that's how you paskin in the Gemara? So Kesef Mishnah says, because it's the same sugya of Kachim, it's the same exact sugya as Lulav. And since in Lulav we paskin like Rava, Mimbimino, in a Chotetz, so we also paskin in Kachim, Mimbimino, in a Chotetz. These two sugyas are entirely the same. And they really work with each other. That's the technical answer given by the Kesef Mishnah. And then, what does the Ritva say in the sugya? Let me see the Ritva. Has he a deal with the seemingly stira from Lulav to the sugya in Kachim? Is that what you saw? Nobody wants to say it? So, Perish, Kamibaile, Imchotitz Linin Kachim. The Gemara in Yuma is asking, what's the din of Chatita in regards to Kachim? Vafilu Rava. This question is even according to Rava, the Amar Hasim B'mitzvos Eino Chotitz. Even according to Rava, who says, by mitzvos, it's not chotzeitz. Even he has the same shayla by kachim. Somehow, Ritva doesn't really elaborate, but somehow, kachim, the din of kachim is entirely different than the din of mitzvos, as he calls them. And we'll just call it lulav for now. Lulav versus kachim are different areas of halacha, and they're governed by different rules, so that's why it's a different shayla here. The question, what is the difference between the kachim and the din of lulav? Any suggestions? So one suggestion you can make is based on the Ritva found in Tosfos and Yuma. What did the Ritva answer? He was dealing with a different question regarding Chatzitza as well, not Mimbamino he wasn't dealing with. He was dealing with another Shaila of a Beis Yad, and those Sigas, he says, what's the difference of Kachim versus Lulav? No one?
Nice
Lakicha. A Kohen, right. The difference between Lulav, so again, we're trying to answer, the Ritva says there's a difference. Kachim has different rules than that of mitzvahs, so we're going to call Lulav. What's the difference? There seems to be a fundamental difference. So we're suggesting perhaps the Ritva answered in another Shaila, when it comes to Lulav, all you need is a Maisa Lakicha. When it comes to Kachim, you need a Maisa Lakicha al Yedei Kohen Atzmo. You need a Kohen involved. So Kachim requires a stronger relationship to the Maisa. So, and Lulav requires less of a relationship. You just need a Maisa, the Gavra is less significant. So that being the case, that's perhaps what the Ritva had in mind. The Ritva says, although we're passing by Lulav, Mimbamina, and Chotetz, we're Makel there because we're adding in our explanation, because all you need by Lulav is a Maisa Lakicha, and that's enough. So we have less standards, Mimbamina, and Chotetz. But in the world of Kachim, where we have higher standards, where you need a Lakicha Aide Gavra, a Maisa plus. So then we have higher standards. Then you could raise the shayla. Well, is Mimbamino going to be chotzeitz there? Because then we're going to be a little more sensitive to this higher requirement. Yeah.
All these rishonim are assuming that chotzeitz by lulav isn't a din in the chafza. It's like a din in the gavra. So since
why do you have to say that? Why?
The opposite, actually.
What you're saying right now is that you're assuming they're the same. These Rishonim who compare the sugyas, the very question of comparing the sugya to lulav and the sugya to kachim must be the din of chatzitza is the same. Right? How are they the same? Are they both the din of the ma'aser? Are they both the din of the chefsa?
Okay, right.
Right, that's what you're trying to get. Okay. So but they're somehow the same, but we're not sure how they understand it, but it's definitely the same.
Right, they understand the issue of a chatzitza is no different between kachim or lulav.
Exactly. What is their understanding that they don't tell us?
Is that true? Are they understanding the actual issue of chatzitza differently in each case?
No. I think they're understanding it the same, like you just said.
Okay.
They don't give a fundamental answer that the Ritva says. They're different. Ritva says a different world. There's the world of mitzvahs and the world of kachim. And we're trying to explain what the fundamental difference is. You're pointing out, which is very true, that the Rishonim who don't give this answer, they just raise a shaila and give these technical answers, think that the sugyas are the same. The chatzitza of lulav is the same as the chatzitza by kachim. What is the problem of chatzitza? Well, we don't know what they said. They don't tell us what it is. Either they're both a problem in the chefta, or they're both a problem in the maisa, or maybe they're both a problem in the maisa ali de gavra. But yeah, good point. So that's a suggestion. Perhaps the Ritva is working with the shita of the Ritva. Ritva and Ritva. Okay. What is the Emek Bracha, right, for his explanation? Anyone saw this? Everyone's so quiet today. So the Emek Bracha suggests that the Ritva is l'shitasa. The Ritva in Yuma is l'shitasa, what he writes in Sefer. What's the Ritva's shita? We didn't say the Ritva in Shir, but the Ritva says the same thing as the Ran. What's the Ran shita?
No chatzitza,
right? There's no pasuk in regards to lulav, and therefore the din chatzitza does not apply to lulav. So he says, but in regards to kachim, there are sources, lakacha kohen, there is a source. So that's why they're different. Not because, they may be the same as the Ritva, perhaps, but he says, based on the source. Since there's no source by lulav, we're not dealing with chatzitza. It's lakachtem is our concern. And therefore, Rav allows mimbamino, he would pask mimbamino in a chotetz. He would be mekil, because there's no din of chatzitza by lulav. But kachim, which has a real source, is a makor for the din of chatzitza. So then we have higher standards. Chatzitza is a problem to kachim, and then you have to raise the shaila, mimbamino, is it chotetz or is it not chotetz? So that's how the Emek Bracha explains it, and perhaps the understanding of the makor may be based on the back to the Ritva, might be a din in the Maisa Gavra versus the Maisa, unclear. Yeah.
So I mean, how do you look at, let's say, Kesem Mishnah, who thinks that they are the same in relation to the Ritva? He just doesn't think that there are any higher standards. In other words, what would the Kesem Mishnah say in the case of the Ritva? Is there no requirement of Lakacha Kohen? Or maybe this would be, like I was talking during the statement, this would be considered Lakacha Kohen. And it's where what approach are they coming from if they really assume that, yeah, just like the Rambam can pass over here, like doesn't sukkah because it's all the same thing anyways. Obviously, there's no higher standard. So, what do you do with the Lakacha Kohen?
I mean, he may not have that drasha.
He might not think that...
The chatzitza of kachim may just be a ma'isa problem, or a chepta problem. It may not be a chepta.
You're saying that there's that's his own drasha, kind of.
Right. And Rashi also writes that in Tzachim. I'm not sure if it's based on the Gemara. I don't remember.
Right.
It might be. I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. But you say that the Rama might also hold that there is a source by both chatzitza and kachim. So it's
right. Right. Now the only difficulty with these two pshatim we gave for the Ritva, again the Ritva who would be mechalik between lulav and kachim, he refers to the as mitzvahs, not as lulav in general and mitzvahs. He doesn't say the din of lulav, Rava passed me this way by lulav, but kachim is a different world. He says no, mitzvahs we pass in this way. There are other mitzvahs that there are sources for of chatzitzas, tefillin, and the Ritva himself actually in sukkah brought tefillin as one of the examples. Tevila is a mitzvah. So that's the only difficulty. That when the Ritva uses the word mitzvos in Yuma, that mitzvos, Rabbi Paskins by mitzvos, ain't a chotetz, and kachim is a different world, you have to lav dafka some mitzvos is really referring to lulav. And he is referring to the sugi of lulav when he was referring to that, but why does he call it mitzvos? Either way, you might have to lav dafka it somehow. Okay. Now, the end of this Emek Bracha, this is interesting, just a side point we'll just discuss momentarily. regarding min b'mino, in regards to a mezuzah. So there's a ma'aserav quoting from the Gra. The Gra paskin that you cannot wrap one cloth around the mezuzah cloth. It's a problem of min b'mino. The reason being, he says, shelo yehi hefsek davar bein mezuzah lemezuzah sabayis. That the mezuzah has to go directly on the bias. And you can't wrap a cloth around it. It's a problem of min b'mino, you know, chatita. You can't put anything around. That's the sock of the Gra. So the Enik Bracha says, I don't understand why. We paskin min b'mino ein chotitz. If one cloth around another cloth, it shouldn't be a problem at all. So he says, okay, maybe you could go back to the question, his answer. His answer, what was his answer? When do you apply min b'mino chotitz and when do you not apply min b'mino chotitz? I mean, when is it chotitz, when is it not? So the Enik Bracha's answer depends if there's a pasuk. If there's a pasuk, so then you would say chatita. It's a pasuk by kachrim, so then you would say min b'mino chotitz. If there's no pasuk, like lulav, then you would say min b'mino eino chotitz. So maybe that's what the Gra says. Maybe by mezuzah, since it's a pasuk, min b'mino would be chotitz. And that's basically, yeah.
What's the problem with putting a cloth around because of chatitza?
Chatitza, yeah.
There's no real
chiv
of kissing
mezuzah. Right, so the kissing, for leaving out the kissing.
No, why is there a chatitza?
No, because...
there's no touching the
mezuzah. No, the mezuzah has to touch the bias. I'll beischa. Or that's a shaila. The Gra apparently would be against it to a certain extent, but in those cases, oftentimes, I think the mezuzah does touch the wall. The case is just blocking the outside from us. So the Emek Bracha explains, maybe because the pasuk, when there's a pasuk, we pasuk in mimi bino chotetz, when there's no pasuk, ain't a chotetz. But he says, there's no pasuk by mezuzah. There's no source of chatzitza by mezuzah. So he doesn't really understand pshat. In the Gra, why min b'mino would be a chatitza in regards to mezuzah. He suggests earlier in Hilchas Mezuzah, he says maybe it's al-pisod. Some al-pisod, al-pi-kabbalah, that's why the Gra said it. The Pesukei Teshuva brings down this Gra, doesn't know pshat. He says it must be a tzarach, it's a tzarachi, and he doesn't understand. It's found in Reish Pei Tes, Sifkatan Beis Nishai Teshuva. The Aruch HaShulchan, all the way at the end of Simon Reish Pei Tes, he also quotes his Gra in brackets and small letters. He said, I saw the Pesukei Teshuva. And says, another post can pasuk in this way, that's one. Two is, he says, how could you ever hang a mezuzah up with nails? He thinks the nails are going to be some type of chatzitza. Then he says, what's chatzitza? Everything's bottled to the wall anyways. I'm not sure what that point exactly means here. And at the end of the day, he just writes that it must be a mistake. The Gra never said this. That's what he writes. It's a mistake. Many times you have this. That it's something that's quoted in the name of the Gra, and then other people say it's too crazy. It can't really be true. He never really said it. So that's how Aruch HaShulchan says. The Encyclopedia has this discussion here also in Chatzitza. He writes... He brings a Maram Shik that I was looking for. They don't have the base medrash. So they explain, what does it mean, al mezuzos beisecha? He says, it doesn't mean al mamish. It doesn't really mean al mamish the beisecha. It really means al b'samach. Sometimes al means on, literally on, and sometimes al means next to, samach. He thinks it means next. It doesn't mean dafka on, and that's why it would never be a problem with chatzitza. L'maisa, we don't paskin that way. Most of the mezuzos are wrapped around with this ceramic of some sort, protecting it. And I assume the Gra would think that's a chatzitza if this Gra is really true. We normally paskin otherwise. That ceramic is very important beyond the reason why they have it. One of the reasons why they have it is to simply protect it. The second thing it serves as is you need to have two coverings on a mezuzah in a bedroom. It's a problem if they're not two coverings. So most people only have the one covering, the case covering. The question is whether this ceramic around... Saran wrap around the mezuzah, whether that serves as a second covering as well or not. So I once asked Willig thinks it is the sofer who puts it there has in mind for it to be a covering that serves as one layer of a cover. So not only is it, you know, it's not a problem for the Gra, it's a chiyuv perhaps to have it in a bedroom, these two coverings. So that really ends the discussion here of Min Bimino. We'll stop here because I don't think anybody saw the Gemara in Tamid. So Mirz Hashem on Sunday we'll do the Gemara in Tamid, and there's a Reb Chaim on the Rambam, and then that should only take us a few minutes or so, and then we're going to go weiter, do some Ha'aras, and there's a Paraduma Sugi here. The Kichai de Ra'acher, they bring a source in Paraduma. There are a few interesting Ha'aras, and Rashi tells us we'll be able to go through those a little bit, and then the next real Sugi, not a huge Sugi, is the Isser of smelling Hadassim versus an Esrog on Sukkis. There is an interesting discussion there, and then we'll see what we get next.